make sure you eat the whole thing, or you won't get enough of the drug in your system. You really should eat more than that, Pavlov Bunny. I said eat the carrot. I promise you'll see your friends soon. Just eat the carrot. If you don't eat the carrot, I'll have no choice but to throw you in the bunny fire. Oh well. Into the fire you go. Bouncing baby bunnies burning brightly. Hey everyone, I made an innocent bonfire and I was just...
Attention royal subjects! Fire is spreading like a mofo!
I like fire!
Look how high I can jump.
Unfortunately, it's not coming from one of Fluttershy's innocent friendship fires.
Oh, thank Lord Smooze.
It's coming from a dragon! What in the name of Lee's ghost is a non-baby dragon doing outside of its cave?
Something evil, I'm sure. Princess Celestia sent me a letter saying that I need to lead a special task force to destroy him.
An extermination mission? The princess doesn't even trust you with a waffle iron.
Hey, why does Celestia only talk to Twilight? Can we see this letter of yours?
The letter is written in a special ink that only I can read. And making waffles in the bounce house would have worked if Spike didn't have such a weak grip.
He does have a weak grip.
We might not all make it back, so I need every pony to get her affairs in order. Now everyone montage!
To join.
Good thing I brought my invisibility scarf.
Ooh, witchcraft.
That's like the opposite of a rainbow.
Excuse me, Twilight?
Uh-huh. Looking at top secret documents.
I know you're planning this, but...
Uh-huh. This triangle looks dangerous.
If, say, Pinkie Pie was suddenly injured, maybe I could stay behind and watch her.
Okay.
Oh, good. I'll find my baseball bat.
Wait, we need you with us. You've killed hordes of dragons before.
Only a dozen.
And Spike can stay behind and do our chores. He can't come with us anyway. His legs are still healing.
Working through the pain.
Hey, Twilight. The girls want to see that letter that Celestia sent you. They think that you just made it up. But I believe you, Commander.
How honest of you to let me know. But then that's why you're the element of
loyalty. What is that?
That is a tree. Unfortunately, we're here to climb the mountain.
But it's so tall.
Well, it is a tall thing. I'm gonna dash up there and look at stuff.
Hold your mower. I'm the element of
honesty,
and I think the loyal thing to do is stick together.
So unrainbow.
And after I've cut out his heart, I can wear his shimmering scales as a display of my power. This will be much less hassle than stealing spikes.
Please don't take my scales, Rarity. I'm just a baby dragon.
Let's wait to laugh in Spike's face. Fluttershy, let's try to stay on task. Which color tiara do you think I'll look best in? Fluttershy?
Hey, that's not a dragon. Dragons go up.
It's so so steep.
Well, it is a steep thing.
I accidentally glued my wings together.
Dash.
Ugh, we'll just have to cut them off.
I got them.
That's confidential.
I thought an Elmer's bath would be good for my pores.
Ugh, Applejack, go help her. You're honestly the loyalest of all ponies.
That's why I'm the Element of Honesty.
Don't worry, we'll be there quicker than a rattlesnake in July.
22, another empty day.
And still no word from them.
Twilight's map was not a map.
You gonna let her say that about your map, Commander? Rainbow!
Whee!
Whee!
Last place again.
But it's not ground.
Pinky, sing one of your songs from the orphanage to help Fluttershy calm her fears.
Not a song.
Step one, try not to be so self-conscious. Two, shift your weight into your haunches. Three, give a leap into the air. And four, just forget your parents are both dead.
I meant the other song.
Chin up, even if you're not adopted. It's not because you are unwanted, but it might help if you wear magic. Not just important as a big earth pony who nobody will ever love because you're unworthy.
Okay, here I go. Step one.
Right.
Princess.
Fabulous. Step two.
Just don't fall or you'll die.
Ah! Yippee! It's my birthday!
Ugh, next time we're leaving her down there.
Ugh, I'm so loyal.
Let's keep it down. According to my map, we're entering an avalanche zone. The quietest scream would force us to return home.
We wouldn't face the dragon?
Right.
Why I brought my hat scarf. Oh, please tell me I brought the hat that goes with this.
I think we've got bigger problems than making sure our hats match our hats.
Whoops.
Oh, that's okay, Walking Disaster.
Yeah, we'll just have Spike move. Oh, that's right.
Hey, Twilight, do you think spiders can dream?
Oh, look, it's the cave. All right, girls, get into position. Good job, girls. Rainbow Dash, fly into the smoke and look for clues.
Rainbow!
Applejack, spruce up that tree with some of your funky modern art. Rarity and Pinkie Pie, keep thinking of mean things to say to Spike when we return. And Fluttershy, snap out of your catatonic state. It's time to put your dragon slaying abilities to good use. You can look for buried treasure later.
I have demons I can't face.
But wait, you fight demons all the time.
These are inner demons. The dragon is my...
What's that, lawnmower?
The dragon's my...
Yeah?
The dragon's my father.
But Fluttershy, how can he be your father if you're not even a dragon?
Dragonness is recessive.
You're such a baby. I have a great relationship with both of my parents because they love me.
Well... That just makes me feel worse.
Look at the bright side. At least you have a father.
Yes, but it's my father who left me to fend for myself in the frozen tundra with nothing but a hatchet and a length of rope. I would have died if a pack of wolves hadn't taken me in as one of their own. But I wasn't safe. The wolves were robots built by my father to lull me into a false sense of security. I awoke one morning to find that he had slaughtered them all and left a message in the snow reading, "I dare you to love again." But the message was actually written in ant pheromone. I was suddenly engulfed by thousands of rabid African ants, each trying to burrow its way inside me to get to the queen larva my father had put in my Cheerios.
Get to the rainbows!
But if he's your estranged father, why didn't you tell us that before we came all the way up here?
I was ashamed to.
Dash!
Hey, all of us have some depth to our characters.
I don't.
Almost all of us have some depth to our characters. But you can't let a convoluted backstory stop you from helping your friends.
With just a little teamwork, we can
all... I'm going in alone. Once I prove that I'm a bad girl to Celestia, she'll turn me into a princess for sure. Princess Sparkle. I might have to free Molestia again so she doesn't jeopardize my position. Can't be too hard. Oh, that's right! My mission! Hello, loyal subject. My name is Princess Twilight Acorna Sparkle, although you may know me by my Gaia name, Celestia II. I'm part of Team Desu, the Dragon Evacuation Something Unit. You must return to your cage at once. The local children don't have anything to throw peanuts at anymore, and Spike is simply too small of a target.
That was like 52% uncooler.
Guacamole! It's a good thing I brought my magical Fluttershy contact lenses.
To think you all laughed at my acting classes.
Daddy, I'm home! I just wanted to say that I forgive you for all those nasty things that you did to me. You were just trying to teach me the importance of perseverance.
World's best dad.
Sure, I've been damaged psychologically, but that's all in the past. Let's move on. Although, obviously, you still have to pay child support for all those years you've gone. I should just crush this stupid contact lens. Pinky, your present?
Exactly! Albany misses having a daughter so much he'd be willing to adopt me. Surprise! I'm your new daughter. You could never abuse me enough for me to hate you. Only Pegasus or Unicorny says, as always.
All right, that's it. We've tried purple, we've tried white, and we've tried pink. It's time to taste the rainbow. I'm dashing in. Rainbow kick.
Not this time. I'm strong now.
Listen here, old man. Just because you destroyed all my stuffed animal friends doesn't mean you can destroy my flesh animal friends. I'm here to make amends for all the softball games you never came to see and all the drawings that would never be good enough for your fridge. And when I say make amends, I mean die! Any last words?
But I was just testing your love, and you passed with flying colors.
Do you know what a bunny fire is?
Is it like a fire for bunnies? Are you still angry because I threw your Velveteen Rabbit in that fire? Because that was also part of the test.
And there was so much dragon blood, we just slid down the mountain like a water slide.
Try not to say the D word, Twilight. Otherwise the bunnies start to salivate.
Dragon, 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 dragon. Dragon, take a letter. Dear Princess Celestia, today I learned an incredibly useful...
Hey, Twilight, check this out. The ball just keeps bouncing higher and higher.
At this rate, I'll make it onto the Wonder Balls for sure. As the element of
loyalty,
I can honestly say that this ball is awesome!
That ball is crazy!
Dear Princess Celestia, today I learned that you have got to check this ball out. It just keeps bouncing and it won't stop. Anyway, I think that's about it. Your faithful student, Princess Sparkle.